Araceli Amador draws you in with her engaging smile and easygoing manner. She is originally from Mexico and moved to Wichita more than 20 years ago following her husband, who had come here for work. Amador has grown accustomed to making adjustments in her life, but recalls a time when things were tough, really tough.
In that period of time when I got my crisis of depression, I wanted to take away my life. I feel like it was dark. Everything was dark. The only thing that I was thinking that everything was going to be okay if I was dead. And in that very moment, my kids' pictures came to my mind to tell me that I was not going to be able to do it. I was in the highway. And then I decided to go to the doctor and tell everything.
Immigrants have been bearing these feelings of depression and anxiety for years.
Dr. Rhonda Lewis is a professor and chair of psychology at Wichita State University.
And we need to address the problems, particularly in the Midwest. These problems have been going on the East Coast and West Coast and the South, but what have we been doing in Wichita to address the problems?
And if the problems are not properly addressed, mental health issues can override the ability to adapt. Especially, says Amador, when immigrants already feel a sense of being isolated.
The separation, the adaptation, and the assimilation on another culture and not living around the people that you used to know, and the feeling of being unwanted, because it's really strong.
You said the feeling of being unwanted?
Yes.
What do you mean?
TV, radio, and everything. It send a message. Like, we are not good. We are people stealing jobs. All those things that are heard on the news.
Not only are adults impacted, but young people too. Dr. Rhonda Lewis.
Children being separated from their parents is not a good thing. We see that their brain development has been altered. There's been research to show that. It shows problems in the children in their classrooms and in terms of behavioral problems. So it's not a good thing. So we need to, instead of burying the problem, we need to bring the problem to the surface and address it.
Thank you for calling Healthcare Clinic. How can I help you?
Sonia Inamugisha is a patient care coordinator at HealthCore Clinic. She takes me to her office where she meets with clients from all over the world, about 200-plus families a year, including people from Latin countries, the Middle East, Asia, and Africa.
So the first thing is the fear they get. You know, first of all, when you're in the country, you don't know anything. Language is a problem, phone is a problem, you know. Like, everything is an issue. So there's a fear impact them when they just got here, especially for how they welcome them. You know, some people fear people from other countries.
We have safety net clinics who are seeing the populations.
Dr. Rhonda Lewis.
For example, HealthCore, Grace Med, all of these safety net clinics who address the problem. But do our populations who actually experience the problem, are they seeking the services? We want to make sure they're connected with the services that actually will help them.
And Araceli Amaro says it's important to seek that help.
The thing is that if you got hurt, you go to the doctor. But in mental health, is perceived in another way. It's like, oh, she's crazy, he's crazy. But no, when you are thinking in one way that is going to hurt yourself, you need to go to the doctor.
For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.